Bill Burr submitted his letter of resignation in late March. He stated that it's been an honor serving the school district to its, quote, successes, achievements, and student accomplishments. His contract ends June 30th, but he's not retiring, at least not yet. Burr says he has some offers for other jobs in the near future, and he thinks it will involve artificial intelligence.
I might go back into the tech world. AI is a really big thing right now, and I see that definitely being involved in modern education, so refreshing myself a little bit on that is professionally expanding.
He says he might work on an advanced degree in that field, and he's not ruling out traveling abroad.
I've always wanted to go overseas and in Department of Defense schools, or just, you know, see the world when I had reached a level that I could retire and see what's out there. So I have a lot of interest in that too.
He's also considering possibly being a superintendent elsewhere, but he says the future is unknown.
There's going to be a lot on my plate for at least a year, as I just like the incoming superintendent, there are a lot of pathways in my own life to take.
While he figures out what's next, he says he'll have more time to play music, which he's passionate about.
I play guitar, but my primary instrument is singing. But I can play moderate bass. I can play some mandolin.
He also plays violin and banjo. As for Burr's professional life, he says he thinks the school district did a lot of really great things while he served as superintendent. That includes being creative with the budget or accreditation. But he says the current state of affairs in Alaska feels like there's always one other thing that's being impacted. He says he hopes the new superintendent will bring a fresh perspective, creative ideas, and their expertise to the district.
A fresh look with coming in with different background and different ideas and stories, I'm hoping will make a big difference rather than settling down and repeating many of the same pathways.
Burr says that other challenges include the decline in population here in Wrangell. And when fewer students attend, the school gets less state funding. He says his time in Wrangell has been quite a journey with some memorable moments.
Graduation every year, because you're watching those students that are now taking that first step beyond what they have had for 12 to 13 years. Now they're adults. They're reaching that.
School board president Dave Wilson says the board decided to do the hiring process for a new superintendent in-house because the district needs to save funds. He says two board members will be working closely with him and HR director Kim Powell. Powell has been involved with many searches for superintendents in the past, so Wilson says he's hopeful.
She's been here since 1990, and since I've lived here, we've had 8 or 9 superintendents. She's been a part of that at least. She's going to help us get through it.
The school board will select the finalists this week. Early next week, they'll bring them to Wrangell, where they will have an interview with the entire school board, tour the town, and meet the community. The hired candidate will start work on July 1st. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zernike.